Okay, so we're reading from Luke chapter 18, that's page 740 in the church Bibles. So if you want to turn to that. Page 740, Luke chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. Okay, let's hear God's word. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused. But finally, he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'"
Anyone know what this is? Anyone got one at home? Anyone used one recently? Go on then, what is it, Toby? A thermometer. Nearly.
Is it
thanks to a
Nintendo Wii?
No. It's not a Nintendo Wii gadget.
Is it
going for
getting rid of everyone's
slightly
nose hair?
It's not for nose hair.
Yeah.
Kieran. It's an ear thermometer. All right, now, you stick it in your ear and you press the button and its sensor measures how hot you are inside. And it puts a little number on the screen here and it tells you how hot you are. Anybody want to... Anyone? No, anybody feeling a little bit sick? Should we see if you're really, really sick? Who wants to be my volunteer? Dylan, you come up here then. Come on. Come here then, Dylan. We're going to see how hot or cold you are. You have to turn and face them. You have to stand very still. -37 degrees. Well, Jesus, he didn't have a special machine like this to tell whether they were really Christians or not. What is it, Chloe?
Can I please?
No. He didn't have a machine like this, but he did give them a way of doing a self-test. And that's in the story we've got now. When he comes back, and he's promised he's going to come back, he wants to know whether he's going to find people who are really Christians. Remember at the end of last week's story, Jesus was talking about the coming of the Son of Man, and he told people, "There won't be any special signs that I'm coming back. It'll just be like the days of Noah." Do you remember what Noah was famous for? Getting on a boat just before the flood came and destroyed everything else. And Jesus said, it'll be like that. People will be going to school and eating and drinking and having parties and playing sports. On the day before Noah went into the ark, it was just like that. And then there was no warning. And then he went in and the door was shut. And then it flooded. Will you be ready when Jesus comes back? There'll be no warning. You need to be ready. That was the message from last week. Look at the end of verse 8 in our passage. In fact, I need you to find it. And who's a child who'd be happy to read that for me? Go on, Peter. End of verse 8, nice and loud, where it says, when the, however, so where it says, however. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? When Jesus comes back, how many people will he find who really trust him? Will you be one? And how can a person know if they're the sort of person who really trusts him and is going to be ready? Well, can you take a person's temperature and that'll tell you if they're ready? No, that's not the way to do it. But there is a test. What would you say you're somebody who thinks they trust in Jesus? Yes? Would you say you're somebody who trusts in Jesus? Okay. A person of faith. Would you say you're a person of faith? What is it, Chloe?
Please, can I ask you?
No, sorry. A person of faith trusts in Jesus. There may be lots of ways to tell if someone believes in Jesus for real, but Luke verse chapter 18 gives us an example. Jesus told his disciples a story. He told them they should pray and not give up. Let's put it up. He told them that they should, let's all read it out, keep praying and don't give up. That's the test. That's what he said. And he then told them the story. Okay. In the story, there are two people. One was a woman who wanted something very, very much. And the other was the man who could give it to her. Only he didn't give it to her when she asked. The man was a judge. And that was his job to listen to people who were having arguments and to decide who was right and then to make sure that there was justice, to do whatever he said was right. People had to do what he said. But the judge was lazy and bossy and proud, and he was not very nice at all. He didn't believe in God and he didn't really care about people, so he did as little work as possible. He probably played his computer games all day. He didn't do any work. If somebody came along and asked him to do some work, he'd say, no, not now. And when jobs came along for him to decide about, he'd just take the nice ones. He didn't take the hard ones. He only took the ones where he could make lots of money. Well, let's look at the story. The woman was a widow. A widow was somebody whose husband has died. So she would be sad and poor, and she wouldn't have anybody else to help her. She was on her own. And something nasty had happened to her. Maybe somebody had borrowed something and not given it back. Have you ever had that happen to you? It's quite annoying, isn't it? Or maybe somebody had bought something from her, but only given her a little bit of the money and said, I'll pay you the rest later. And she was saying, you need to pay me now because I can't buy food. And the person said, I'll pay you later. And he never paid. So she went to the judge and said, please, can you get this man to give me justice? He owes me money. And the judge just said, what is it, Chloe?
Just one minute, please.
Not now. Later. Maybe. The judge just kept saying, not now, later, maybe. So did the woman give up? Mm-mm. She went to the judge and said, it's your job. Please give me justice. Now, I bet the judge was there in his room playing his Nintendo Wii and he saw her coming and he just went, her again. Can you tell her to go away, please? He said to his secretary. And then she came back the next day. I thought I told you to go away. Please give me justice. She said, no, not now. I'm too busy. So she went away. But she came back the next day and she wrote letters every week. And even though he got the letters and he threw them in his bin, she kept writing them, one every week. Please, will you give me justice? And I bet she phoned up. And he was sitting there playing in his PlayStation, and then he got his phone call. Hello, Judge Johns. Can you give me justice? No! And he kept hanging up on her. Not now, maybe later. Too busy. Did she give up? She kept on asking. I bet she was there at his office every morning waiting for him. And I bet she wrote him letters. And verse 4 says, for some time he refused. How would you feel if you'd asked and asked and asked and all the time someone had said, sorry, no, not at the moment, no, What might you be tempted to do? Give up? Think it's not worth it? Stop asking? Well, not the woman. She is the model, Jesus says, for faithful prayer. And that's the point of the story. There is a difference between prayer and faithful prayer. Do you know what the difference is? We all know what prayer is, asking God for something. You did that just now, didn't you? Over there, you might have thought, no, over here, you might have prayed for John Young in the Lebanon. He's got a really tough time because his job's just got a lot harder. Did you pray for him? No, you said, please, God, help John Young to do his job as well as he can. Please don't let him get too tired. That's prayer, isn't it? Or maybe you prayed, please, God, help me to be less selfish and more kind to people. Or, please, God, help me to know what to do in the future. That's prayer. What's the difference between prayer and faithful prayer? Well, the kind of faith that Jesus is looking for when he comes back, and he wants to see more than anything else, is persevering prayer. Praying and not giving up. So that just doesn't mean praying one prayer once and thinking you'll get it. It means praying and praying and praying and praying. That's the sort of prayer God wants. Not giving up. Let's read verse 4 and 5. For some time, the judge refused. No, no, no. He didn't give the widow justice, even when he could have done. Finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, because this widow keeps bothering me, I'm going to see that she gets justice. So she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Did you hear? The judge was nothing like God. He wasn't kind. He wasn't generous. He wasn't doing his job properly. He didn't care about the woman. He didn't care about God. And so he kept on saying, no, no, no. But in the end, to stop the woman bothering him, he gave her what she asked for. What is it, Chloe?
Can I have a sweet, please?
No. Sorry, no. Now, is God like the unjust judge? Do you think he doesn't care? Do you think he says no just for fun? God will bring about justice for the people, the ones who cry out to him day and night, which means people who keep praying. Now, why do people stop praying? Can you think about why people stop praying? Why do people give up? I think there's three main reasons. Here's the first one. People stop praying because they don't realize that sometimes God says no. Who likes Legoland? Who's been to Legoland? Who's been to Legoland more than once? Would you like to ask your parents, can we go to Legoland every Saturday from now on? Who'd like that? Who'd like that? Quite a few children would like that. Do you think it would be good for your parents to say, yes, okay then? I don't think it would be good, and here's why. Because it would cost loads of money, and you'd get bored, and you'd miss out on all the other things you get to do on Saturdays. So it wouldn't be good for you to go to Legoland every Saturday. So what's the right thing for your mum and dad to say when you say, can we go to Legoland every Saturday? No. That's the right answer, isn't it? Sometimes God gives us the right answer by saying no, even if you keep asking. Does that mean you should stop praying for things that God wants you to have? I'm not talking about going to Legoland anymore. Yes, Chloe? Maybe later when I'm not busy. Maybe you've given up praying because God sometimes says no, and you think, well, I'll give up praying then. Do you think it'd be all right to ask your mum and dad if you could play with a sharp knife? No, the right answer would be no. Sometimes God says no for his reasons. All right, the question you need to ask is, am I asking God for the sort of things he wants me to have? like a kind heart and not selfish? And does he want me to, I don't know, meet somebody I can tell about Jesus? Would that be a good thing to pray for? Yes. So pray for those sorts of things. Second main reason why people give up praying. They don't realize that sometimes God says, wait. Waiting is sometimes very good for you. Who thinks waiting is good for you? I don't. Who wants what they want now? Who likes instant food? Instant coffee? Who likes instant cash from the cash machine? Who likes waiting for any of those things? None of us. See, we don't like waiting, but sometimes it's good to wait. Chloe, when she was 4, said, Dad, can I have a watch, please? And I said, no, you're going to have to wait. But then a godparent gave her one. And it was nice, and it had Mickey Mouse on it, and it was pretty. And she wore it all the time, even in the bath, and it broke. I should have said, you can't have it until later. You have to wait. But it broke. We give up praying because we think we know better than God, don't we? We think when we ask for something good, like a healing of a friend's illness or our own illness, it's got to be better for us. So surely what God wants to give us that. And so I'm going to ask God for it. I know what I should have. And we ask. And sometimes God says, no, it's not going to happen straight away. You have to wait. It's going to be good for you to have a cold for 3 weeks to learn that you don't depend on yourself. It's going to be good for you to have that thorn so that you learn to pray properly. It's going to be good for you not to get well straight away or not to have that character trait change straight away, but you to learn over time. Sometimes God says wait, doesn't he? So don't give up praying, even though he's saying wait. Do you understand? Let's read it. Keep praying and don't give up. Last reason why I think we stop praying is because we think it depends on us. We daren't go to God if we've been bad. Has anybody been like this? You've done something really naughty and you thought, I can't pray anymore because God hates me because I've been really bad. And you don't think you should pray anymore until you've been good for a bit. And then you can go to God with a nice clean slate and think, I've been all right now, I can ask God for things. Is that the right way of thinking? No. Because Jesus died on the cross to pay for all your sin. So even if you've been bad 5 minutes ago, when Jesus looks at you, he says, I've paid for that, you can ask me anything straight away. Don't give up praying. Do you see? We should pray. Even though God sometimes says no, even though sometimes God says wait, and we should pray even if we're bad and not give up. When the Son of Man comes, he's going to be looking for people who trust in Jesus, and the test of trusting in Jesus isn't your temperature, it's whether you have been praying and not giving up. Do you understand? Keep praying and don't give up. I'm going to pray right now and ask God to help all of us pray and not give up. Please, Lord God, help us to pray and not give up. Help us to make a list of things to pray for, to look at photographs of people to pray for, to choose to pray at the same time every day, to pray with others, to make the prayer meeting, to pray when we're on the way to school or work, to pray when things happen, to pray when things don't happen. Help us, Heavenly Father, to pray and pray and pray and not give up. Amen.